This is Dakota Datebook for January 11th. Which Allied aircraft during World War II did the German soldiers fear the most? The fighters? The heavy bombers? When questioned, many Germans said they feared most the Piper Cub, a tiny canvas and steel-framed craft that had no armament. They were feared because they could loiter high above the battlefield and accurately direct devastating artillery fire. The Germans tried to knock these planes down by any means possible. The Army's designation for the Piper Cub was the L-4. The L stood for Liaison Aircraft. Edward Atkinson from Flasher, North Dakota, was born on this date in 1917. During World War II, he was the Air Group Commander for the 182nd Field Artillery Group supporting the 4th Armored Division. In early August of 1944, Captain Atkinson and his spotter were flying their L-4 Piper Cub near Nancy, France. Movement to the right of the Cub caught Atkinson's eye. Ed looked and was shocked to see a German Messerschmitt fighter flying in formation with him. He glanced off his left wing, and there was another one. Glancing to the right again, Ed saw that plane turning to attack. Atkinson slammed the stick forward and stamped on the right rudder pedal, sending the Cub under the fighter. Fortunately, the slow and highly maneuverable Cub was able to stay out of the way of the fighter's guns, for the moment, as Ed headed back for the deck. But the German pilot, at nearly stalling speed, managed to turn his fighter toward the Cub to unleash a hail of 20-millimeter cannon fire. The Cub's rudder was blown away. Atkinson's only chance now was to get on the ground, and he made a quick, rough landing near a railroad bed. Ed and his passenger jumped out before the plane stopped and sought shelter in a culvert under the train track. The German fighters took turns strafing the tiny Cub and eventually flew away. Atkinson and his spotter emerged from their hiding place and inspected their faithful Piper Cub and realized it would never fly again. They caught a ride with a Frenchman on a load of hay and eventually made it back to their unit with quite a story to tell. After the war, Ed and his wife Lucille lived and worked in Flasher, where they raised 5 children. Ed Atkinson passed away in 2004. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Scott Nelson. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.